Amid the trade war, China hints it could squelch the supply of something you need. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. China's state-run media are making not-so-veiled threats that the country could use important minerals against the U.S. in the trade war. Today, the People's Daily newspaper ran a commentary saying that America is a big consumer of these rare earths and that it is an illusion to think the U.S. is self-sufficient in processing these. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pack joins us now from Shanghai. Welcome.
Good morning, David.
All right, what are rare earths? Remind us.
So they're a group of 17 metals that are used to make everything from your iPhones, flat screens, TVs, even weapons.
All right, so rare earths, rare metals, are they rare?
Actually, no. They could be found in a lot of places. But here's the thing. Refining is a rather toxic process. So the dirty work has been largely left up to China because here the environmental standards are lower.
All right, so they have the processing facilities, but how might China use these rare earths against the U.S. as a pressure point in this trade war?
Well, they might restrict its output, which on the surface seems very simple, right? China is the world's largest producer of rare earths. It accounts for about 80% of the market. So if China cuts production, the U.S. can't buy as much. Should be a disaster for America, right? But it's actually more complex than that. China doesn't just sell to the U.S. Restricting output could then push up global prices. It will punish other customers. And also, the U.S., while they do buy a lot of rare earths from China, overall the demand is low because a lot of manufacturers that require these rare earths, they've actually moved to China. So it's really unclear what the true impact will be if China really does want to use rare earths as a bargaining chip in the trade talks.
All right. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pack in Shanghai today. Thank you.
Thanks, David.
For the first time in 4 years, Apple has announced hardware updates to its iPod Touch devices. These aren't the iPods of old, which were just tiny jukeboxes. The iPod Touch is pretty much an iPhone without the cellular connection. So why? Marketplace's Jack Stewart explains.
If the name iPod conjures up nostalgic visions of clicky wheels and tiny screens, I'm afraid those machines are long gone. The Touch, which starts at $200, looks like a mini iPhone or a very mini iPad mini. Angelo Zeno, analyst at CFRA.
It is their entry price device, really, to get onto the iOS ecosystem.
That ecosystem means group FaceTime, iMessages, and the App Store, including the new Apple Arcade games subscription service. CEO Tim Cook underlined the importance of games to Apple at the launch in March.
iOS has become the largest gaming platform in the world.
So Apple's upgrading the iPod Touch specs to make graphics-heavy games run better. Steve Koenig from the Consumer Technology Association says that could help bring younger customers to Apple.
Giving them a competitive angle on companies like Nintendo with the Switch and the 3DS family of portable game consoles.
He says it could also appeal to adults who want a game without killing their phone batteries. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. We continue to follow sagging bond yields as money flows into the perceived safety of the bond market amid uncertainty over the trade war. When people are hungry for government bonds, interest rates fall, with the yield on the benchmark 10-year note down below 2.24% this morning, the lowest since the fall of 2017. If bonds seem more attractive this week, stocks less so. Dow and S&P futures are down 0.6% each. The key stock index in London is down 1.3%. We recently heard from Tom in Basel, Switzerland, who wrote to tell us that he appreciates and trusts the way that Marketplace analyzes the economy without foolishness or bias and makes him think about issues in different ways. Now, if you agree with Tom, please join him as a Marketplace investor by donating online at marketplace.org. Thanks to Tom and everyone who makes our work possible.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Wegmans, a grocery chain, is opening a store in Brooklyn, New York this fall, and that news has some fans in a state of rapture. One person on Twitter said having a Wegmans open in Brooklyn during her birthday month is the best present I could ever receive. Someone else said they'll now move to Brooklyn just because the store is opening. That there is devotion. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports now on how this is just one example of what the marketing world calls cult brands.
Matthew Bennett lives in Phoenix, but he commutes almost every week to San Francisco, where he works as an executive at a credit union. And he always flies on Southwest Airlines. Actually, he's kind of obsessed with Southwest. He also keeps miniature models of its planes on his desk. He taught his 3-year-old son to recognize Southwest jets when they fly over his house.
So this is crazy. I look forward to the Southwest Airlines earnings calls just so that I can understand what the company's strategy is.
And he's so loyal, he won't fly anywhere Southwest doesn't. So that crosses most international travel off his list.
I'm not interested in another experience.
People are willing to do irrational things for these products that they wouldn't do for another product.
BJ Bueno runs a consulting firm called the Cult Branding Company. He says a cult brand has a select group of customers who become devoted, sometimes obsessive fans.
Some people go as extreme as to tattoo themselves with the brands that they love.
Look at Wegmans. Every time it opens a new location, customers line up for hours. There are Wegmans fan clubs. One high school in Massachusetts even put on a Wegmans-themed musical.
I believe that Wegmans is more than a store. It's a family, and I believe...
So what is it that turns a customer into a diehard fan? It can be pretty basic stuff. Wegmans customers rave about its fresh seafood and knowledgeable employees and endless varieties of cheese. Southwest fans, like Matthew Bennett, say it's because of the company's culture, that its flight attendants go out of their way for you. Kit Yarrow, a consumer psychologist, says there's something else going on here, too, that people want to belong to something, and companies with a clear brand can give them that. Take the classic cult brand, Harley Davidson.
They really strongly represent the values of freedom, American pride, you know, more than most any other brand. And the people that are Harley fans, they're all in it. I mean, this is part of who they are.
Companies that want to attract a cult following often do it by creating spaces for their fans to connect. Harley did that in the 80s when it started a club for its riders called the Harley Owners Group, also known as HOG. They also do it by making their fans feel extra special, giving them perks like the free Wi-Fi and free same-day standby that Bennett gets for being a very frequent flyer on Southwest. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
So is public radio a cult brand? Not for me to say. I'll leave that to you. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.